Hi, we are
Sam,
Katie,
and Michaela from Castleton, and you are listening to
WGXC Acra
on 90.7 FM. Keep on smiling.
Next time you find yourself using a ride share, make it more interesting. Ask the driver to put on 90.7 FM, WGXC Acra, radio for open ears.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Owen of Northridge, California. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
The Catskill Food Pantry is located in the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Episcopal Church at 50 William Street in Catskill. The pantry is open to the public every Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. Healthy food is a right. For more information, please feel welcome to visit the pantry, call us at 551-299-2456, check the website at catskillfoodpantry.org, or connect with us on Facebook at Catskill Food Pantry.
What's up, everyone?
You're on air with the Promise School Kids.
With a Z. Should we tell everybody who we are?
Yeah.
My name's Mariah, and I'm 10 years old in fourth grade.
My name's Jordan. I'm 10 years old, and I'm in the fourth grade.
My name is Jair. I'm 10 years old. I'm in fifth grade.
My name's Junior. I'm 9 years old. I'm in third grade.
My name's Kimaya. I'm 10 years old, and I'm in fifth grade.
My name's Athena, I'm 7 and I'm in second grade.
My name is GC, I'm in fourth grade and I'm 9 years old.
My name is Zella, I'm 7 years old and I'm in second grade.
If you're tuned in, thank you. First, we want to tell you what we see for our show. The Promise Cool Kids radio show will be a variety show that will include interviews, rap battles, music, conversation, and anything else we can think of. We are excited to share our voices with you and appreciate everyone who is taking the time to listen.
In case you are wondering who the Promise School Kids are, we are a group of kids, a part of the Greater Hudson Promise neighborhood. Neighborhood Team Tam after school program. At our after school program, we have programs that include radio, photography, circus, tennis, cooking, and many other activities.
The Team Tam after school program is one of the many programs that Greater Hudson Promise Neighborhood offers. We also have an early learning program for younger kids age 0 through 5 and host community events like block party and community cleanup.
Do you all remember how old you were when you first started coming to Promise?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've been coming to Promise since I was a baby. My mom used to bring me to a group they had called Families of Promise. It was like a mommy and me group. I don't really remember it, but my mom has told me about it.
I was 6. I was 6 years old.
I was 5 years old.
I was 2 years old.
I was 4 years old.
I was 5 years old.
I was 5 years old.
I was like 5.
What is your favorite thing about Promise Neighborhood in our after-school program?
That, like, you get to go to stuff after school, and it's fun rather staying home by yourself with nothing to do.
It's fun, and you get to do activities, and you don't have to just sit down and be on your phone all day.
I like it. Like, my favorite thing to do is play with my friends because I get to see them after school because I don't really get to see them. My favorite thing to do is eat the food.
My favorite thing is I get to see my family and my friends, and it's fun.
My favorite thing is we get to play games. Like dodgeball, calling the calls, fly something like a tornado. Football.
My favorite thing is hanging out with my friends and also getting playtime on the tablets.
My favorite thing is that we get to hang out with their friends, we get to play board games and have fun.
What did you do over the winter break?
I had fun and I had a sleepover, and I went to David Buster's, and I played with my sister a lot of the time.
Over Christmas break, I did a lot of things. Like, I was at my brother's house a lot, and I had like 2 or 3 basketball games.
I was hanging out with my brothers.
I got to play outside, play in the snow with my cousin, spend a lot of time with my sister, and hang out with my mom.
I slept all day.
I had basketball games, and I got to spend time with my mom.
I visited family and went to my cousin's house.
I got a bird basket for my best friend, and I gave her one too. We had a sleepover. And it was like, had a blanket in there and like 2 Hello Kitty things and a Hello Kitty thing. And I love Hello Kitty.
What did you get for Christmas?
I got new headphones and new toys and more things that I really like. And I got clothes and I got a jelly cat.
For Christmas, I got clothes, a new gaming chair, some new Beats, and a lot of other stuff.
I got a PC and like Hello Kitty stuff and a desk and like skincare.
I got a lot of Legos.
I got clothes, Uggs, and 2 necklaces and a lot of more things.
I got a gaming setup and I got a basketball.
I got dolls and I also got clothes. That's all I can pretty much remember.
I got a water bottle, another water bottle. I got shoes, clothes, and that's what I mostly remember.
How do y'all celebrate New Year's? Do y'all stay up to watch the ball drop?
Yes.
And I celebrate with my family, and we all usually are upstairs or on the couch, and my dog was wearing a hat this year.
Usually on New Year's Eve, I spend it with family, but this year For New Year's, I spent it at church.
Do you guys go party?
I went to my cousin's house.
My cousin came over and we celebrated New Year's.
I ate food and stuff.
I went to my cousin's house and ate McDonald's and watched the ball drop till like 12.
On our next show, we will be interviewing.
I found a girl my parents love. She'll come and stay the night, and I think I might have it all. And I thank God every day. For the girl he sent my way. But I know the things he gives me, he can take away. And I hold you every night. And that's a feeling I wanna get used to. But there's no man as terrified as the man who stands to lose you. Oh, I hope I don't lose you. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. Don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh. I found my mind, I'm feeling sane. It's been a while, but I'm finding my faith. If everything's good and it's great, why do I sit and wait till it's gone? Oh, I tell you, I know I've got enough. I've got peace and I've got love. But I'm up at night thinking I just might lose it all. You, I need you, oh God. I need these beautiful things that I've got. Did your hair up like you were famous. Even though it's only church where we were going. Now, Sunday mornings I just sleep in. It's like I buried my faith with you. I'm screaming at the God I don't know if I believe in. Cause I don't know what else I can do. I'm still holding on to every.
get your hand-me-downs and party at the party. I see dead people.
Mother on that beat.
Ike, mustard on the beat. Depot, any rap. He a freak, throw man down. Call her Amber Lambs. Tell him, please, bro. Nella new to the cross. He walk around like Tizo. What's up with these jabroni? Trying to see Compton, the industry can hate me. Marlon, D mama, how many ops you really got? I mean, it's too many options. I'm finna pass on this body, I'm John Stockton. Beat your f***ing hot, the Bible if God watching. Sometimes you gotta pop out and show. Certified boogeyman, I'm the one that up to score with him. Walk him down whole time, I know he got some f***ing.
Hey everybody. Nice room frequencies. My name is Jen Cutler, and I am the tech director for Wave Farm, and I'm really stoked, but also feeling really nervous. And I just wanted to thank our listeners out there for being patient with me and us, and I think that's maybe part of the magic of the whole thing, you know? It's like real. I'm a real person. A cartoon. I mean, I am a cartoon. I can't. Anyway, anybody want to say something? How they feel? A shout out?
Good.
You feel good?
I feel good too. I feel real good.
I feel good.
I feel happy because people can listen to us.
I feel good and I feel better because I'm not nervous anymore.
Same.
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 Same. Same.
At first I was so nervous, but now that we got on and actually people are listening, it feels better to let it out.
Yeah.
At first totally. It was scary.
Also, I just throw this out there. I make a lot of mistakes, but at some point I realize it's kind of fun. Like, it's
yes.
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 Definitely.
Definitely.
I thought I was going to stutter.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Should we have a word from our engineer?
Yeah.
We're gonna have a word from our engineer.
Yeah, come
here.
On. Come on.
Just tell him how many Grammys you have.
My name is Jaben. I'm 10 years old and I'm in fifth grade. I'm the engineer.
I'm just wondering, you guys said that you were a little bit nervous.
Yeah.
What were some of the reasons that made you nervous coming into this?
Because a lot of people were going to watch.
There was people going to be listening and I didn't know, like, how to work it and like anything, and it just looked like scary, but I still want to try it.
There was a lot of people listening and like I wasn't really too confident, and now I am. The reason why I was kind of nervous is because I didn't know who was like gonna be listening and stuff, and like if I was gonna make any mistakes, but when I made a mistake, I like tried to fix it and it worked, and I wasn't scared no more or nervous.
I was nervous at the start because I didn't, like, this is my first time doing like a radio show or like going live in front of people.
Yeah.
And then you guys said you feel good now. So what could you describe a little bit more of what that good feeling feels like, or what part of it feels good?
It feels good because like I'm going live in front of like a couple people, maybe even more.
It feels good because then you let everything out now, like everything that you needed to say.
It feels way better because, like, the people are listening, but it doesn't feel like they're listening because you can't, like, see them.
It also feels good because, like, we've been, like, practicing for weeks for this, like, for this upcoming day.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, because we were practicing so hard, and we were like, we're going to be nervous and stuff, but then when we actually got on the mic and started saying stuff, we was not that nervous.
Yeah.
It made me feel good.
Yeah.
So we had a little bit of pre-show controversy a little bit about a video game. What was that game? I think
Block Blast.
Just to impress.
It was Just to Impress.
What is that?
It's the best
game on Roblox ever.
Yep. Explain. Who wants to take the torch explaining it? Right here. All right, who wants the torch? Zella.
Just to Impress is where you get to dress up and you run the runway and let it all out.
Okay. What you got?
Block Blast. Like, it's actually really fun when you're, like, stressed or something. That'll probably help you out because it's a good game. And you get, like, a lot of points and stuff. And maybe if you get points, you'll probably be happy and stuff.
Well, and Just to Impress, it gives you, like, assigned tasks to do. And, like, tasks, it feels good when I work on tasks because I feel like I'm getting better at things.
I think, in my opinion, Street Wars 2 is the best.
Okay.
Dress to Impress is like where you get to dress to impress. That's basically the whole meaning of it. And you dress up to the certain theme, and then you walk the runway, and
you see how many stars that you get, and you can get 5 stars, 4 stars, 3 stars, or two stars, 1 star. And even sometimes if you give stars, then you get money, like money back.
Do you guys see yourself in these characters, or what makes you want to play a game like Dress to Impress? Like, do you have, like, see yourself in the outfits, walking on stage? How does that feel?
It feels good to, like, let it all out sometimes, just like how we do radio. It seems like at that. And also, like, you get to, like, show, like, how you want to dress and stuff, basically, but, like, in the theme that you want.
Well, Dress to Impress, it's fun because I could work on, like, outfits that, like, in the future I could wear if I get, like, those clothes for it.
It gets me because, like, I play it because I'm a model and I like dressing up and, like, walking the runway and stuff. And you get to do the makeup, so, like, yeah.
Can I ask you a question about Mr.
Impress?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you. You're so generous. Okay, I have a question about Dress to Impress. Is there, like, a sequel where it's, like, Dress for Invisibility?
I don't...
Yeah, okay.
I don't know what that means.
For those of you who are unable to see the face, that was just made... It was a clear indicator of... You're nuts. No, there is not.
So we got some athletes in the building, right? We got some athletes. Who's the athlete here? Who's the athletes here? Who wants to go first? Talk about their athletes. Nah, Jason, you go first. Zella?
I'm an athlete, and I play basketball and dance, and I do a bunch of sports.
You had a performance not too long ago, right? At the Winter Walk?
Yeah.
How was that?
Good.
Jordan, how do you feel you're an athlete?
Exciting and, like, sometimes tired because I play a lot of sports and I have a lot of games.
I play football, basketball, soccer, and basketball.
And it feels cool.
When I'm outside, I don't actually play, but when I'm outside, I like playing soccer and football, and it's really fun, but I don't actually play it, like, signed up and stuff, but it's really fun to play when it's summertime.
Well, I play basketball, and I'm pretty sure this year I'm playing football, and it feels exciting to play basketball. Also, it's also tiring. Because, like, you have to practice, like,
almost,
like, the practice is, like, once a week, twice a week. And, like, I have 2 games, actually, this weekend.
We got a lot of athletes with games this weekend. A lot of them.
I agree, but just without the football part.
Jace, you got anything else to say?
Catch us every Friday at 4 o'clock on WGNC Equal.
On our next show, we will be interviewing Greater Hudson Promise Neighborhood Assistant Director Adolfo Lopez, or to us, Mr. Adolfo. You don't want to miss it.
Thanks for listening, Promise School Kids. Signing out.
Thanks for listening.